So with that, I'd like to get us back online in terms of our agenda, which puts us in line to now be on item number 12. This is our camping unit and revenue reports with Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Rowland, Jeff Van Meteren, Division of Parks and Recreation Director. I think if you turn to tab 12 in your books there, we should have our camping unit reports and our revenue reports. I'll start off with the camping unit reports. So the month of September, as we mentioned last month, it's going to be a little shorter month this year because we only have 4 weekends compared to like 5 weekends in August. So we expected our numbers would be down, but we're actually very pleased with where we ended up. If you look at the year-to-date, camping reports as a whole, we're very close to where we were at last year. We're about 2,000 units off, and we're really hopeful we can make that up in the month of October if the weather maintains itself. You know, one park I would maybe call out just as a great example is Palisades State Park. We were all there earlier this year, and we're up 35% there. That's outstanding. Those are those new campsites we have there. So just fun to see that. We expect that number to actually continue to grow, especially as the trees grow and it becomes more popular. So I'm going to move into the revenue report, unless you have any questions you'd like me to take on the camping.
Any questions at this time? Seeing none.
Okay. Again, September, short month. Very happy with the revenue, considering fact we didn't have as many weekends as we did last year at this point in time. You know, our park entrance license sales were again flat, but our camping services sales are up 13%. Why is that? Some of those are actually our sites for next year already. We have sites in Custer State Park and our lodging facilities that we rent a year in advance. So that's a big part of that increase. Some of that increase is also hopefully sites for later on this fall yet. So we're excited about that. Overall, we're up 4% for the month of September. Very pleased with that. If you look at the year-to-date tab, the last one there in your grouping, just want to call out a few things on that. Overall, we're up 3% from where we were at last year. Consider that a success, especially with the license sales. When we can grow our park entrance license sales, that's a great day. Specifically, I would call out annual sales increase of 4%, our double license sales of 6%, and then our daily license sales of 5%. I know you've heard this from me before, but a lot of that's the weather we've had this summer, but also our marketing efforts. I really do believe that that we put in place this year. Just trying to get folks out and enjoy their parks. So pleased with those numbers. Good to see our camping services are up 1% overall. And like I said before, 3% overall for the package. That's just great. We're very pleased with that. So I'll stand by for questions.
Questions, comments for Director Van Meteren? Seeing none, thank you for the update and the report. Looks good. Folks are out there camping.
Yeah. Madam Chair, can I mention just a couple other things in closing? Several of you had the opportunity to be out at the Buffalo Roundup sales. Thought I would just kind of report on some of those numbers.
Wonderful,
we had.
Yeah.
So I asked staff to give me a few bullet points on how the 59th annual Buffalo Roundup and Arts Festival went this year. Keep in mind, next year will be the 60th. So this year we set another record for attendance, 24,178 visitors on that one day. That's just really awesome. The weather was fantastic. It was pretty hot. I think Commissioner Locken and Secretary Roblin can attest to that riding on their horses. We had a
warm day. We were a little concerned with the buffalo that day, but we didn't push them too hard, and everything seemed to work out just great. Staff gave me the numbers. Approximately 1,485 animals were rounded up, including 488 calves born in 2024. So the plan is to sell approximately 474 of those animals in the annual auction and overwinter about 975 of them. A lot of times you get asked that question. I always get asked, well, how many do you keep? You know, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the numbers we're going with. The Arts Festival, that's become a bigger and bigger deal every year. 19,225 attendees, featured over 140 vendors, live music, demonstrations, and interactive activities for kids and that. So we had a couple of buffalo that roamed the grounds there in suits, and lots of photos taken with kids, courtesy of one of our commissioners who collects buffalo suits. So happy to use those. And then one last thing I would just mention is October is really a month for unique activities in our parks. I know many of you are aware of this. We have a lot of Halloween and trail hikes and that kind of stuff. I'm just going to rattle down the list real quick. On the 5th of October, we have our Festive Hall event at Newton Hills. That's one of our larger events. Very, very popular. We'll have well over 1,000 people out for that event. On the 5th, we also have a 1,000-hour outside group at Pelican Lake this year. On the 12th of October, we have our Trunk or Treat event at Lewis and Clark. On the 19th, we have the Haunted Fort event at Fort Sisseton. The 26th of October, we have Mortimer's Monstrous Halloween at Oakwood Lakes. 26th, we have the Trick or Treat Trails at Big Sioux. I personally went to that here a year ago. There was over 4,000 people to that event. Just fun to see that many people in the parks in the fall. A lot of those numbers will be weather dependent, of course. And then on the 27th, we have our Trick or Treat Trails at LaFramboise. Couple other things that to note this year, we're going to do a Halloween hike out at Custer State Park on the 18th and 19th. Kind of a cool event where people are going to be looking for bison out in the park. And then they're also going to do a murder mystery dinner on the 19th. And that's a new event that we're doing in collaboration with our resort out there. So they'll be doing the dinner part of it, but that'll be kind of fun, a little acting, something new, something unique. So that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you for that.